We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samaches Amud Beis, and we are beginning Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, the two dots, like 10 lines from the bottom of Samaches Amud Aleph. So learning Samaches Amud Beis, but we're starting from Samaches Amud Aleph with two dots. It's one sugya. It's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaShechech Ikka Shabbos, someone forgot about Shabbos, doesn't know about Shabbos at all, and he did Melachis every Shabbos, he didn't know about Shabbos, he drove his car, he mowed his lawn, he did every Isser in the book. When he finds out, when he does tshuva, and he finds out about Shabbos, the halacha is, he's chayav one chatas, that's it. So what exactly are we talking about, shecheach ikah Shabbos? How was this possible that he didn't know about Shabbos at all? So Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, mastisim etinik shnishma b'nei nachrim. We're talking about a tinik that was, when he was a baby, he was captured by the nachrim. He never knew about Shabbos, he never even knew about Shabbos. Such a child, a Yiddish child, will bring one chatas when he gets back to the Yidden and he finds out about Shabbos. The ger shos gal bei nachrim, or to someone, a guy who became a ger, and he never moved next to the Yidden, lived next to the goyim, so he never knew the halachas. And Rishayna Mucha, if the geris works, in the mindset, the geris works, even though he didn't know about Shabbos, as long as he was makabel to do all the mitzvahs, the geiris worked, but lamaisa, he never knew about Shabbos. And so these are the cases where he never even knew about Shabbos. So the halacha is, when he finds out about Shabbos, he's chayiv one chatas. But zok Rav Shmuel, av hikar l'vsoyv shachach, let's say he knew about Shabbos at one point. Let's say, you know, he was told he was 20, he was a frum guy, and he knew about Shabbos. And then he went off the derech, and he went off the derech so bad, he forgot about Shabbos b'chlal. He forgot about it all. He forgot this thing called Shabbos. Ubsayv shachach. So when he does tshuva, then you chayav call Shabbos a Shabbos. Then you all chayav call Shabbos a Shabbos. That includes into the din of Yedei Ikka Shabbos, that you chayav every Shabbos a Shabbos. Even though we said in the Mishnah that the reason why you chayav for every Shabbos is because there's no way you didn't find out about Shabbos in the weekday. And here that's not possible. But according to Rav Shmuel, that's the case, because that has more yediyah than a tinnik shenishpa. Because really, these things are really learned out from psukim, and the question is where to put the which case to put into which pasuk. So Rav Shmuel holds that the only case where you have one chatas for everything is only someone who never knew about Shabbos. But if you knew about Shabbos, which is a yediyah more than that, even though it doesn't really make so much sense why you have on every Shabbos a chatas, but from the psukim, you're going to learn out that you have a carbon for every single Shabbos. That's what Rav Shmuel will hold at this point. We're going to slug him up and change it. But right now we hold like this, that if you never knew about Shabbos ever, then you have one chatos for all the Shabbos when you do tshuva. Mashiach, if you once knew about Shabbos and then you forgot and then you did a bunch of surim every Shabbos, you have for each Shabbos you have a chatos. Al hikub, so shach, you have called Shabbos or Shabbos. So the Gemara Tanan brings down a lashon of our Mishnah, Hashechech Ikka Shabbos. The first thing the Mishnah is Hashechech Ikka Shabbos. If you forget Shabbos, then you do melachos in a lot of Shabbos. You chayiv one chatas for all the Shabbos. That's the lashon of our Mishnah. Lav mechlad haver yodim mikara. Hashechech sounds like I forgot Ikka Shabbos. Sounds like I knew about it once. Lav mechlad haver yodim mikara. The Gemara Loi, no, does not mean that. He never even knew. Shechik Shabbos means he never knew about Shabbos. Aval hikar b'sof shachach, it comes out for Rav Shmuel. Aval hikar b'sof shachach, my chayav kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. But if you knew about it once, then you forgot about the entirety of Shabbos. You chayav every Shabbos. So why is the next case in the Mishnah say Adatoni hayidei ikar Shabbos v'asu melachos harbei v'shoshes harbei chayav kol Shabbos v'Shabbos? Why is the next case that you know about Shabbos, but you should forget about every Shabbos? So you chayiv for each Shabbos. Listening say a bigger chiddush. Listening hikar l'sof shachach. Say a case where you one time knew, and then you forgot about it completely. The kolshkein v'ha. I'm sure the case of a hidei ikka Shabbos. So if the halacha is that if you once knew and then you forgot about it completely, you still chayiv every Shabbos. So why in the second case of the Mishnah say that? And that's and of course a case of hidei ikka Shabbos that you know about Shabbos right now and you forgot every Shabbos, that you chayiv each one. So the Gemara, no, my hayyidei ikka Shabbos. What does it mean hayyidei ikka Shabbos? Misha hayyidei ikka Shabbos. Shachar. He knew about Shabbos and he forgot. And he forgot, that's what it means. So the Gemara, so the dig is like this. Avaloy shachar. But if he didn't forget, and he still knows, he knows it's something called Shabbos, so my chayiv kol melacha melacha, then he chayiv each melacha? That's not true either, because Adatani, the next case, the Mishnah, the third case, says Adatani yedei ikka Shabbos. It says, you know it's Shabbos, and he did a bunch of malachas which was harbe. Like we said, he did a bayrur and teicher and seveya. Chayav kol malacha malacha. Chayav nitcha malacha. So masma only that case where I knew it was Shabbos and I didn't know about the malachas. But listen, the idea ikas Shabbos v'chol shekinah. Say the case of the idea ikas Shabbos, and then you forgot it was Shabbos. That you chayav nitcha malacha. If the fear Rav Shmuel, every more yediyah brings you more chatayis. So we're saying the second case in the Mishnah is a guy who went off a derech and forgot about Shabbos completely. So, and that's what you chayiv in every Shabbos. So next step, where you know right now, it's, now you didn't go, you went off a derech, but you know about the Shabbos right now, and you, just, you didn't know all the malachas, you didn't know, and then you forgot that it's Shabbos. That was saying you chayiv in each malacha. So then, why didn't Mishnah say it? Why did Mishnah say dafka in a case where I didn't know about the malachas that are chayiv? Let him say a bigger chiddush. Even if I forgot about Shabbos, you're gonna bring a chatas in each malacha. Listen, the idea of Shabbos, v'chol shekein ha. So that already slogged up Rav Shmuel. Ella mestisim kishehikil b'soyf shachach. We're going back to the beginning now. The first part of Mishnah Avad is talking about hikir b'soyf shachach. Hashechech ikas Shabbos means now you don't know about Shabbos at all, but you one time knew. But the Rav Shmuel now make a hikir b'soyf shachach dami. And Rav Shmuel, it's saying Tinik Shanishba or Gerish Nisgai Ben Ochrim is the same level as Hikr of Sev Shachach. Vahachi Itmar, this is how you read Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu, Afilu Tinik Shanishba Ben Ochrim, Vagerish Nisgai Ben Ochrim, even a Tinik who was brought up by the Goyim, he never knew about Shabbos, still will bring one Chatas. Kehikr of Sev Shachach Dami. It's like someone who knew about Shabbos and forgot completely about it, they chayv one Chatas, Vachayiv. Rav Yechon of Shimon Lakash Dami Tavayu, Daf Kehikr of Sev Shachach. Only if you one time knew about Shabbos, he went up a Darach. Aval tinik shnishba ben anachrim, the gerish nisgar ben anachrim, you're potter. But he holds a tinik shnishba and the gerish nisgar won't be chayv any chatas because he's a pasher to oynis. He'll be potter. So let's just review. Rav Shmuel learned that the reisha of the Mishnah says kol yedei ikashav kol shecher ikashavus, and you do a bunch of, you don't know about Shabbos. You did a whole year's worth of malachas on the Shabbos, and then you find out something called Shabbos. You bring only one chatas. That is talking about two different type of cases. Either he's a tinik shenishba, he never knew about Shabbos ever, or he knew about Shabbos and forgot completely about Shabbos. Both those cases, he chayiv one chatas. The next level is, he knows right now there's something called Shabbos, but every Shabbos he forgets. He really should remember on Shabbos that Shabbos, he'll ask someone what to do, but he forgets. So he chayiv in every Shabbos. And the third level is that he knows that it's Shabbos today, but he doesn't know the Hilchas Shabbos. He doesn't know all the Halachas Shabbos. Then you chayv every Malacha Malacha. That's what Rav Shmuel has the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Lakish say the same thing, but they hold that Tinik Shanishba, you know, the highest level, Tinik Shanishba and Gersh Gavin Ochrim, they hold that's Potter, because they're Oynis. They're not even chayv one Chatas when they find out about Shabbos, because that's Oynis and you're Potter. That's what Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan Shlakish hold, and they argue Rav Shmuel hold you chayv one Chatas. Zokta Gemara Meisvein. That's the kashma of Brisa. It says in the Brisa, Klal Gado Omru B'Shabbos. A big klal we say B'Shabbos is a Brisa. Kol Shecher Iker Shabbos. Someone forgets about the whole entire Shabbos. For also Malachas Harbe. He does a bunch of Malachas, but Shabbos is Harbe, and a bunch of Shabbos is a whole year worth of Shabbos, a million Malachas. Ain't a Chayav Al-Achas. Chayav Al-One Chatas. Ketzad. The Brisa says, what's the case? Tinek Shunishba L'Bein HaNochrim. A tinnik that was captured by the Goyim and he never knew about Shabbos. For Ger Shesgar Ben Anachim, or a Ger that became a Ger and always lived by the Goyim, he never knew about Shabbos. For also Malachis Harbi, for Shabbos Harbi, he did a lot of Malachis and a lot of different Shabbosis. Ain't a Chayav al Chatas Achas, only Chayav one Chatas. And besides the Shabbos, since this guy was Tinnik Shabbos, he did a lot of other Yisurim. V'chayav al Adam Achas, he Chayav one Chatas for Dam, V'al HaChelev Achas, one Chatas for Chelev, V'al Avodah Zorah Achas, and one Chayav Chiv Chatas for Avodah Zorah. So it's saying, this price is clear, Tinik Shanishba, is Chayiv, one Chatas for Shabbos. He's not part, it's not an Oynis, he's Chayiv for Dam, Chelem, and Yizar. It sounds like Rav Shmuel, but the price goes weiter. Mumbaz, Poiter. Mumbaz hold that it's an Oynis, Tinik Shanishba is an Oynis. V'kach hoye Mumbaz don l'fnei Rav Akiva. And Mumbaz tiny l'fnei Rav Akiva, he said, hoyle mezid kari chayte. We know mezid is called a chayte, v'shoyge kari chayte. And we find that shoygeg is called chayte in the Torah. It says in the Torah, nefesh kisechta v'shama, and that's talking about mezid. And we know that karma chatas is brought for shoygeg, so we know it's called a chayte. So he says, since shoygeg and mezid are both called chayte, let's learn one from another. That's what Mumbaz says. Hoyle mezu karachoyte, v'shoyle karachoyte, make like a ma'amatzinu. Ma mezid shoyle hoyle yedia, just like a mezid, you know what you're doing, you have a yedia. Af shoyge shoyle yedia, shoyge also has to have a yedia. And therefore he says that by a tinnik shenishba, no yedia, he never ever knew anything, you're not going to be chayiv. That's what mumbas want to tie, ma'amatzinu. We'll see later on that you need more than a ma'amatzinu to learn out mezid from shoyge, but that's what mumbas says. Omer Rekiva, if you learn out Mezid from Shaygig, Hareni Meisvald Racha, I'll tell you more. Imam Mezid, Shayus Yediyah B'Shas Meisa. Just like Mezid, you have a Yediyah B'Shas Meisa that's Osir. You know it's Osir B'Shas when you're doing it. Av Shaygig, maybe a Shaygig is only Chayiv, Shayus Yediyah B'Shas Meisa, that you have Yediyah B'Shas Meisa. You should also be Chayiv then, when you have Yediyah B'Shas Meisa. Omaloy, hey, yeah, there's a case that you have Yediyah, you can be Chayiv B'Shaygig. V'chol Shekin Shasavta, you're right. On Malay, so he gives it back to him. L'tvaracha ends a kara shoygi al mezid. Then that's not called shoygi; it's called mezid. And the Gemara will explain later on what mumbas, how he has a case that you know what that you're doing an iser and still call it shoygi. We'll see in a second. But al kaparim act kala brisa. K'tani mia ketzad tinuk l'maisa. It says in this brisa that what's a case of shechich geshabes tinuk shenishba. So it's a kasha on Rav Yechonah and Shlokish. Tell me, Kate said Tinnik and says, Yechayev Chatas, one Chatas hak upon him. Coined Rav Yechon and Shlokish Yepater. So Bishlam will Rav Shmuel Nicha, it's good. El Rav Yechon and Rav Shimon Lokish Kasha, it's Shver. What do you mean? They said Yepater. Amlach Rav Yechon and Shlokish, Loi mi ikon, Mumbaz the Potter? Isn't Mumbaz say that Yepater? By Tinnik Nishba, Anan, the Aminan Kum Mumbaz. We will say like Mumbaz, don't ask me a Kasha. We hold like Mumbaz, that's not a problem. Rav Shmuel hold like the Rav Akiva, like the Chacham, and Rav Yechon Shlokish hold like Mumbas. That you hold by Tinnik Shenishba Yepater. Because he holds you have to have Epes Yediyah. So the Gemara, my time of the Mumbas, what's the reason of Mumbas? So Rashi asks, what do you mean? We just said that he learns out, Shoygi from Mezid, you have to have Yediyah. So Rashi explains that on a Mamatzinu, Shoygi from Mezid, you can't learn. Because Mamatzinu, two things are similar. Here, they're not similar. Shoygi is not similar to Mezid. Mezid is Chayiv Skilo or Karas, and Shoygi is not Chayiv Skilo or Karas. Shoygi and Mezid are not Doime to learn one from another. So you need a little more than that for Mumbas. My time of the Mumbas. So he says the Chsiv, there's a Hekesh. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, this is the end of the Pesukim by Verizara, it says, Toira Achas Yilachem Lo'isa Veshkaga, which means that there in the Parasha of Avodah teaches us about Karvan Chatas. So it says, Torah Achas Yilchem Oiz B'Shkaga. This should be one Torah for all Averas Adam B'Shkaga. V'samach Leiv HaNefesh Asher Tasa B'Yad Rama. And then it says, HaNefesh Tasa B'Yad Rama will get Karas, which is amazing. So you see, one Pasuk is Pasuk Chav Tes, one Pasuk Lamed, one after another. So we make a Hekesh. Mumbaz Hold has a Hekesh over here. Hekesh Shegel amazing. Ma Mezid Shoyis L'Yadiyah. Just like Mezid, there is a Yadiyah. There is a, you do know about this Averah. Of course, because you're doing it by Mezid, Av Shoygig, it has to be some kind of idea, Shoyis lo idea. And therefore, Mumbaz holds that if you're a Tinnik Shenishba, you never knew such a thing, that this Issa, you never knew about this Issa ever in history, you're not going to be Chayiv a carbon. Because the Hekesh to Mezid. Rabbanah, what do you do with this Hekesh? Rabbanah, Hay Torah Achas, my Avdilei. Now, the Gemara Mabayilei, we need this Hekesh for the Rav Shuma Levi. Look at the Makri Leila, Rav Shuma Levi Lebrei, like Rav Shuma Levi taught his son. It says in the Pasuk, Torah Achas Yilachem Oisa V'Shkaga. V'Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk before that, and this is not really in the Gei, the Drasha, but it says in the Pasuk before that, V'Chisishku V'Leisasu Es Kol HaMitzvah Se'ela, which means that this parish is talking about Ezara. That's what it's called. It's called Mitzvah Se'ela, because Ezara is one of the things that are connected to all the mitzvahs. And V'Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'Anefesh Ashtasa B'Yad Ramo. It says after the parasha of Chatas, after the pasuk of Chatas of Torah Achas Yilachem Loisa V'Shkaga, which is talking about Shoygig, it says Va'nefesh Shtas V'Yad Rama, you get Karas. So what does the Rabbanon, what does Shuma Levi do with this Hekesh? Hukshu Kulim La'Avodah Zarah. We're making a Hekesh all Chatas T'Avodah Zarah. Ma'la Halon Dova Shechayav Ma'azoy Nekaras V'Shugas Chatas. Just like Avodah Zarah, it's Chayav Chatas, and B'Mezid it's Chayav Karas. The only time you are chayav chatas is only on the if the mezid of it is chayav karas. That is the only time you are chayav a chatas. But if there is no chayav karas on that iser, there is no chayav chatas. And where do we know that? How do we know that chatas only by chayav karas from these psukim? from the Hekesh. It says Torah Achas Yilchem Oisav Shkaga, which is Tumah Chatas. And next pasuk says VaNefesh Tas VaRama VaNichrusa. So we see Dafka by Koros, and it's talking about Parasha of Avodah Zarah. And we learn out that it has to be like Avodah Zarah. That's Chayav Koros. Then you have Chatas. That's what Rabbanon do with the Hekesh. So Mumbaz uses the Hekesh to teach you how to have a idea. And according to Rabbanon, the Hekesh teaches us that you're only chayev chatas on something that's a chiyev karas. So akaponim, we're ending off now. There's a chalukis Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechanan and Rav Shlokish. If you are chayev of chatas by shecheach ikas Shabbos of tinek shenishpa, and according to Rav Yechanan, you're potter, and the same thing according to Mumbaz, you're potter, because Mumbaz holds you have to have a certain amount of yediyah. And Mumbaz even said more. Mumbaz said that even if you have a diya b'shas maisa, it could still be called a shaygig. And the next Gemara will talk about that, how is it possible to have a shaygig with a diya at the same time.